Yeah, IGO has a stated strategy of building a diversified mining company with a balanced portfolio of exploration, development and producing assets. And our focus is on high margin, long life assets, preferably located in Australia. And if you look at all those criteria, Nova Bollinger ticks every single box.
So what happens from here, Peter, now that I suppose you're in that first 24 hours after making this announcement with Sirius?
The focus from now will be in properly communicating the details of the transaction to our shareholders and investors, and also in progressing the scheme of arrangement towards a shareholder meeting, which would probably be in early September this year. And then in parallel to that, for both parties, it's going to be business as usual. We'll be continuing to operate our producing assets at Tropicana, Jaguar and Long, and Sirius will be continuing to progress the development of Nova Bollinger.
Now, in terms of, I suppose, where Independence sit, you're already a successful nickel miner. So given that the track record, what experience and assets are going to be brought to this former Sirius operation if the merger does go ahead?
Sirius have been very successful as explorers, first in finding Nova Bollinger and then in pulling together a team to progress the development of the project. And we believe those skill sets are complementary with what we have at Independence. We've had a focus on operating our assets in the past, and we have a high level of competence at underground mining, but also at brownfields exploration. And we believe we have cutting-edge geophysical capability that can be helpful in trying to identify extensions to the Nova Bollinger deposit. So those combination of exploration skills and underground mining skills will be helpful in optimising the Nova Bollinger project going forward.
So how will the new assets be managed under the current structure, Peter? Because obviously they're not too far away from the existing Kambalda nickel assets.
Once the transaction is completed, we would work to integrate the acquired assets into the enlarged company and to rebadge the activities as independent activities. Part of that will be putting in place a strong and semi-autonomous team to lead the development at Nova Bollinger and ultimately to lead the operation. And then all of that would be have oversight from our head office here in Perth.
Now, Sirius recently undertook a large recruitment and community engagement process in the region, travelling down to Esperance and speaking to people who were hoping to get jobs on the project. Are you going to continue looking for those local staff?
We have two different types of operations that we manage in our portfolio. Jaguar, which is located north of Leonora, is a typical fly-in, fly-out operation. And Long, which is located at Kambalda, is very much a residential operation. So we're very accustomed to dealing with local stakeholders, and we would be keen to try and recruit as many people from the local catchment area as possible to man the Nova Bollinger project.
Now, Peter, Independence has been on a little bit of a buying spree of late. Of course, going and buying into Gold Road in the last couple of weeks as well. I would expect that a lot of that's due to Tropicana's success and freeing up some money for expansion. So what is next?
The acquisition of Sirius is a major transaction, and it's a transaction of a development stage asset that requires lots of work to unlock the value. So for some time, we'll be trying to focus on doing exactly that, and that'll leave little opportunity in the near to medium term to pursue other assets aggressively. The acquisition of Gold Road was something that was an opportunity that presented itself. Going forward, we would like to maintain that diversity and to continue to pursue both gold and base metal opportunities. And our real focus will be on the quality of those opportunities.